Bar and restaurant owners in McLean County have had to get creative to keep customers during the pandemic. But one key feature that's likely been the biggest boost, expanded outdoor dining, is fading fast as fall sets in. Eric Stock spoke with several bar and restaurant owners who are bracing for a long, cold winter with less room for customers.
When Matt Spears and his business partner were designing what would become Night Shop in downtown Bloomington in 2018, they considered enclosing their large outdoor patio.
It was like thought about, we could like really increase our square footage all year round if we enclose this. And then it was like, the expense of that wasn't necessarily worth it originally.
Now in this time of COVID, Spears says he'd sure like to have those extra tables for customers now that the weather has started to turn cold.
But obviously if we could have predicted that this was how things were going to be, we would absolutely have done that.
It's a dilemma all bars and restaurants face. Expanded outdoor dining won't be feasible much longer, and with limited capacity indoors for social distancing, it'll be harder for those establishments to pay their bills. Many restaurant owners had the same worries in the spring when they had to close indoor dining. They say community goodwill helped them get by during those uncertain times. Jack Anderson owns the Town Well in Stanford, about 15 miles southwest of Bloomington. Anderson says his signature event, Thursday Steak Night, survived, even thrived under COVID.
In the first steak night we had under quarantine, we sold out in about 23 minutes. We sold 85 steak dinners. And now we're up to about 120 steaks every steak night.
Anderson says it has helped greatly that he could set up picnic tables to seat 40 people on the lawn outside. That's more than he can fit inside under COVID seating restrictions. He's not sure what he's going to do when it's too cold to be outside. Anderson says it's hard to turn tables quickly when people come for a relaxing dinner.
I hate to have to turn people away with our limited seating, but it may be a point where we're going to, I don't know how we're going to handle this, because you can't ask a customer to leave when they're done eating their food because they're still enjoying a cocktail or something.
Bloomington and Normal city officials were quick to encourage businesses to use sidewalks, alleys, even city streets to expand seating capacity during the pandemic. Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner says the city listened to what bars and restaurants needed to survive in the spring and summer, and the city is open to suggestions again.
We want businesses to tell us what they need. Do you have any ideas for how we move forward? There are different kinds of challenges now that the weather is going to be cold. So we will certainly, all options should be on the table at this point, as long as we're protecting public safety.
And public safety creates more hurdles. For example, portable heaters are off limits in Normal. Kathy Olofsson, Director of Communications and Community Relations for the town of Normal, says the town considers them a fire risk.
The chance that a portable heater could blow over in the wind or be tipped over by a patron or whatnot.
Bloomington says portable heaters must be approved by the city's fire inspector. Saeed Saliba owns The Rock Restaurant, a fast casual eatery in Uptown Normal. He says outdoor heaters wouldn't help him anyway. There's no room. With limited seating outside, Saliba says The Rock will have to ramp up curbside and delivery service just like it did in the spring.
We did survive. We're going to push for better promotion, more promotion. And then we're going to hope that COVID will pass soon and we can survive at least till like end of the year.
Saliba says it's been tough to keep everyone on staff during the pandemic, but he's doing all he can to keep everyone on the payroll.
My staff has some bills to pay. My staff's been with me for a long time, and I'm trying as much as I can to keep those guys because I care for them. I want them to pay their bills.
Night Shop got help with its payroll. It received federal PPP money in the spring while the restaurant was mostly closed. Night Shop is also an entertainment venue featuring live music, karaoke nights, even a dart league, events that were off limits all summer. Managing partner Matt Spears says they had hoped to get in a few outdoor events this fall, including a trivia night outside, but it looks like that window has closed for the year.
It kind of stinks for us just that we were finally comfortable, if you will, trying some things, you know, not trying to go too far with anything, but just trying some events and outside, which is much safer, of course, and we could have much more people out there. Clearly, the weather changed just at the wrong time.
Spears tries to see the bright side. The restaurant reopened its dining room this week for the first time since March. He says Night Shop's primary mission during the pandemic has been to keep people safe. I'm Eric Stock.
Normal's expanded outdoor dining ordinance expires November 1st. Bloomington runs until the end of November.